Welcome back, Galway Islanders. We're pleased to bring you a soothing world to help you and your children relax. Before we begin, have you left a review for Be Calm on Galway Island? We need your positive reviews. Your reviews help others find our stories and keep us on the air. Everyone makes a difference. So please add your positive reviews to our Amazon Alexa skill page, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite app. Let the world know how much you love Be Calm on Galway Island. Thank you. We really appreciate your help. Now, let's relax. Are you a member of Be Calm on Galway Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello everyone, let's get ready to be calm on Galway Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby Puffin. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands apart as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax as you hold the ball, and let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath filling up your chest and belly. In and out. as you breathe, more love fills the ball. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is still relaxed. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Even more love fills the ball. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out as you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Relax as you hold the ball. Think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Imagine the ones you love, your school, your town, your country, or the earth, and hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keep your hands on your heart, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Work and Play. Blanca Bunny, the stuffed plush toy bunny, woke up with a start she had been sleeping in Honora's bed, just like she had almost every night since she joined Honora's family. She had been having a lovely dream about playing with Honora, when suddenly she was awakened by Honora's voice shouting, "Yes, Daddy, okay, I'm doing it." Blanca found herself being lifted off the bed and hurriedly carried around the room. "Sorry, Blanca, I have to clean up right now, really quick. Daddy and I are going to the lake today, but he said I have to clean my room first," said Honora. Just then, Dad came into the room. "Honora, how's the cleanup coming along?" "I'm almost done, Daddy," she replied. "Are you sure?" he said, smiling. "It still looks pretty messy to me." "Daddy, why do I have to clean my room before we go to the lake? What does cleaning my room have to do with the lake?" "Nothing," said Dad, "except that I asked you yesterday to clean your room, and you haven't done it yet. In life, everybody has jobs to do, even kids. Your job as a kid is to learn things and to help keep our family's house tidy, because we all live here together, and all of us must help keep the house a nice place to live. Going to the lake is playing, and playing is very important too. Playing and taking breaks from work are necessary things, but we need to do our jobs first so that we can enjoy playing more. Do you understand what I mean?" Honora sighed, but nodded. "Yes, Daddy, I understand. I don't know if I like it, but I understand." "Good girl. It shouldn't take you long to finish cleaning, and then we'll go to the lake and it'll be really fun, okay? See you downstairs in a few minutes." Honora looked around the room, still holding Blanca by the arm. Blanca had been listening carefully to the conversation. Dad had said some very interesting things. "Blanca, I think you're lucky," Honora said suddenly. "You're a toy, and that means your actual job is to play with me. I wish I was a toy, and then my job could be just playing all the time. But maybe that would get boring. Maybe I wouldn't enjoy playing as much if I didn't have my jobs to do, too. And maybe sometimes you get tired of being a toy and having to play with me all the time. Maybe you need a break, too." Honora smiled down at Blanca for a moment and then said, "Okay, Blanca, I am going to put you away so my room is clean, and you'll get a break from playing with me. You can take a rest, but don't worry, I'll be back later." Honora carried Blanca over to the toy chest. Blanca had never been in there before. Blanca always stayed on Honora's bed. Honora opened the chest and placed Blanca inside. Blanca sank deep into the chest, trying to look around her. She really couldn't see a lot, as the chest was deep and dark. She heard Honora scurrying around the room, making her bed, putting away her clothes, and gathering up toys. Then, Honora placed several more toys in the chest. Alex and Amy train engines were both thrown into the toy chest on top of Blanca. "Woof," said Blanca. "Whoops," said Alex. "Sorry," said Amy. Before they could say anything else, Honora shouted into the chest, "Goodbye, toys. Enjoy your break. I am going to the lake now, but I'll be back later, and I'll play with you then so you can do your job again." Honora shut the lid of the chest, and the chest was plunged into darkness. Blanca didn't quite know what to say. Honestly, she felt a little scared in the dark chest. She had always been out in Honora's bedroom, sometimes put away on a shelf or a table or the bed, but never in the chest. And she didn't really know any of the other toys very well. She knew who Alex and Amy were, and she knew they were part of Honora's amazing toy train set. But Honora never played with them at the same time she played with Blanca. Luckily, Alex and Amy noticed that the little stuffed bunny was uncomfortable and decided to see if they could help. "Well, hello, I guess," said Amy. "Kind of a funny way for us to meet, but I'm Amy. Nice to meet you." "And I'm Alex," said Alex, also introducing himself. "You're Blanca, right? I hear Honora talk about you a lot." Blanca smiled, relieved. "Hi, Alex. Hi, Amy. It's very nice to meet you." "Yes, I'm Blanca Bunny. I've heard a lot about you, too, and I've seen your beautiful train tracks. But I've never been in this chest before. It seems kind of dark." "Oh, don't worry," said Amy. "It's perfectly nice in here. It's good to have some darkness and some quiet sometimes. It's a great place to get some rest." "That's true," said Blanca thoughtfully. "I haven't had much rest in a long time. Honora plays with me a lot and keeps me with her most of the time." "Yes, you're her special comfort toy," laughed Amy. "That's a great thing to be, but it's also a lot of work. I respect you for that. Alex and I provide a very different type of playing than you do. Honora doesn't play with us as much as she does with you, but when she does, it's special because it takes a lot of time to set up our tracks and the other cars and all of that. And it's pretty intense for us because we have to move around the tracks so fast." "Yes," joined in Alex, "even though we're all toys and we all have the same basic job, each one of us has different ways to provide good playtime to Honora. But all of us toys really admire you, Blanca, because you're with Honora for such long periods of time." Blanca thought for a few moments about what Alex and Amy had said. They were right. She hadn't had a break or any downtime in a long time. Some time in the cool, quiet, dark chest would be really nice. "Thank you," Blanca said finally. "You're right. I feel better now. I'm not uncomfortable anymore, thanks to you. I think, if it's okay with you, I'm going to rest for a little bit." "Sure, enjoy," Alex and Amy said. Blanca found herself relaxing. She yawned and took a deep dragon breath in and out. She felt content and at peace. This would be a lovely, restful afternoon. How nice to have a break. She took another deep dragon breath in and out. smiled. She felt so thankful for the wisdom and friendship of Alex, Amy, Honora, and Dad. She took one more deep dragon breath in and out. And drifted off to sleep, nestled deep in the cozy toy chest. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.